Hello, and welcome to the first episode of the Card Fight Cast with your host, Reese, and your co-host.
Bye
It's worth introducing ourselves and what decks we play for greater context. I'm Reese, and my main deck is Royal Paladins, and my side deck is Grand Blue.
and I'm Bye, and my main deck is Spite Brothers, and my side deck is Gold Paladins.
So there we go on this episode. It's the first episode, so we're not going to talk about too much, but we are just going to have a set review of Extra Booster 3, because that's the most relevant set at the moment, the most recent one. The one we had a chance to give you insight. We hope you're a new player, it might be your first time hearing about the cards and you can enjoy it. If you're an existing player, then we hope you maybe learn something or have a reason to give us angry hate mail. So, and after that, we're going to talk about the World Tournament that's been announced and how we feel about it and stuff. So, okay, anything else before we get started?
No, I think we should just get straight into the cards.
Okay, sure. So, as a Spite Brothers player, I'll let you start off with our first card of the set, Demonic Lord Dudley Emperor.
Well, me as a Spite Brothers player, I know this is going to be an amazing card. It's going to be probably the backbone of the deck for the main grade 3. It's probably the first choice of a Vanguard, right? And because it is the first limit break card as well for the Spite Brothers, which will be a different thing to see.
So, what are you thinking your grade 3 lineup's going to look like once you get hold of this set? Because it is out now, but ours are just on order.
Well, I think I will probably be running probably four or three Demonic Lord Dudley Emperors, just because you want to make sure if that's your first choice of a ride on a Vanguard.
But it does have Limit Break, which means if your opponent's smart, they could just make so you can't do much this game.
I know, that's why I probably would run maybe one or two General Sacreds, just to make sure.
But then you haven't got enough room for the other grade threes.
You do, because as a Spite Brother player, I run 10 grade
Yeah, but
threes.
that's four between Spike and Juggernaut. So are you planning on running any sub the Skydivers?
I'm not too sure on Skydivers. I've never really been that keen on them. I'm definitely going to run four general Juggernaut
Okay,
Maximums.
sure.
I'll probably run maybe one or two
Well,
Skydivers.
this isn't the Spike Brothers podcast, but it's worth seeing how the cards fit into context and just not by themselves, because it could be amazing, but it's not as good as everything else, then who cares?
But then you've got to remember, even without its limit break, if you've got,
Yeah, then it's
an
hitting
8 or a
for
7 K
20,
behind it.
21, so it's doing Cycloid at least. So yeah, sure, that's about it for that card. We'll just rate it out of 10 for its deck.
I would probably rate it maybe an 8 or 9.
Okay,
I
sure.
wouldn't put it up as the main best card of the deck, but I would say it's one of the best.
Okay, so I'll just say it now. We're analysing for the TCG metagame. We may talk about the OCG, but our main primary thing, because that's what we play, is TCG. So we won't be worrying about how it interacts with Draconic Oval at the end just yet, for example. So, next card, Spectral Druid Dragon. And again, you play Gold Paladin, so it's a bit of a different archetype. It's not going to be your tip. You will need to base your deck around this guy. It's probably worth talking about the whole ride chain at once here. So, what do you think?
Well, I think as a ride chain in itself, it's very good because it allows you to, even if you do not use the grade 3, the grade 1 and the grade 2 allow you to get more Gold Paladins out, just the rear guard. So that in itself is a really good ability. But the
I
grade.
do like the card advantage engine that you get in a plus one every time you get it off, so
Yeah,
it
but
doesn't even
then
cost a counter blast.
the grade 3, not too keen on because you're sacrificing all your Gold Paladins, which is not the play style of the.
Well, this is trying to create a new playstyle because this is Ren's version of Gold Paladins, and we saw that on the anime he seemed to be doing all right. We haven't got Shadow Paladins in our meta yet to really see how it works on the battlefield, but this is where we'll be starting off with it.
Yeah,
So.
I reckon it can be good, but you, as you said, you'll have to base your deck around it. You cannot.
Yeah, it's going to be a base. And I guess if you're running stuff like Silver Fang, which you probably won't mind too much, which I assume could see playing this strategy.
Yeah, because a card like that, you use the ability as soon as it comes out, and then it's just, well,
And
a
if you get
beast.
your ride chain off, it is 11k, which you can't complain about.
Yeah,
So.
and that would be the first 11K for Gold Paladins as well.
Yeah, sure. So, we're not going to need to beat up cards. So if you've got a spoil in front of you, then that's good. But I think we'll just give a basic rundown of what each card does. So we should have done that at the beginning. But okay, so this card basically counterblast to retire three Royal Paladins, and it can stand up and lose Twin Drive when it's attacked. When the
When
close step involves, so it doesn't even need to
after you have
hit. So
attacked
that's
a
quite nice. It
Vanguard.
doesn't need to hit. So that's nice.
But obviously you'll have to be on limit break to use this ability.
Yeah, this is a limit break as well. So yeah, sure. That's about right. So the next card is another Spike Gloves, Reckless Express.
I'm not too keen on Reckless Express just because it's a grade one which has to, which is attacking. I'm not too keen on grade ones attacking. I prefer them as boosters.
I see where you're going, but if you just think about it, you're running other 7Ks. Are they going to be as good as this? Because you're going to be running what? Maybe four Null Guards, four 8Ks, and you're going to have space for some random 7K. With this, if you've got this Soul Blast and Wonder Ball, that's 20K. It might not be perfect, but it's an option for you. And if your other 7Ks aren't doing a massive amount for you, then you're not losing out on too much.
But this card is a similar one to another card released in this set of called Dudley Daisy. We'll move on to that later.
Okay,
But
sure.
it's a
I haven't looked at the
I say
entire Spider-Brothers support team.
it's a better card because it's a Soul Blast one, the same, but you can boost with it, but it's only when it's played and it
Okay, so
gains
it might be a
+5
decent card,
thousand.
but it's not as good as some other things, so.
Yeah, it's a good card,
Sure.
might run a couple, but it's not my first choice of grade one.
Yeah, but I think I like the utility, though, because hitting for 20k as a grade one is a pretty nice thing, I think.
Yeah.
So, again, this is just Soul Blast. We should do this at the beginning,
Yeah,
really,
Soul
but we'll
Blast
start that from
1.
now. So, it's grade one, 7,000 power, Soul Blast one, and it gets plus 5,000, and then it goes back to your deck. Your typical spike ones up there. So, our next card is Warlord Phantom Master Beetle. We haven't got Mega Colony in the TCG yet, so I can't honestly say how this is going to turn out. It's got 11k power. That is nothing to complain about. It's a grade 3. Limit Break and Counterblast 3, which is quite heavy, but you get to make two opponents' Veigar not stand next turn, so you're only going to get it off once per game, but that can just decimate your opponent's combat phase, making it really easy to guard, so that
But
sounds quite nice, I think.
me and myself, I can see where this card would not fit in very well because most Meg Colony cards out at the moment are already, when this unit's played, counterblast 2, a unit can't stand. So that's already two counterblast used by using a grade 1 or a grade 2. So
True.
I don't know if you'll have the enough counterblast to actually use its ability. And then that's its only ability as well. But it's an 11k Vanguard, so it's got that advantage straight off.
Yeah, I guess maybe we need to see how it fits into our meta game because we don't know much about Mega Colony. This will be the first real chance we've got to play with them, so.
Yeah, the only thing I've seen of Mega Colony so far are Mega Colony and Nova Grappler hybrid decks. They
Oh,
seem to
yeah.
work quite well.
This probably wouldn't fit in there though, because you don't want your grade 3 being.
Yeah.
So, in fact, they do run the other guy. This probably still wouldn't be as good. So, yeah, let's move on to the Knight of White Dragon Pendragon. So he's got 10,000 limit break. You can at the start of your main phase, the top five cards of your deck for a grade 3 royal paladin and ride it, and then shuffle your deck. And when it's placed on the Vanguard Circle, it gets plus 5,000 power. So. This guy's interesting. I think he doesn't really have a place in the meta at the moment because the 5,000 isn't amazingly relevant when you can just play Soul Savior and get 21 with your 8K rear guard, which is all you need at the moment. It's kind of nice that if you want to go for a build which has one grade 3 that you want to get, you can just run this and get quite consistently get that grade 3 to your Vanguard Circle. But I also see when we have to worry about Dragonic Overlord at the end in the future, this thing's going to hit 23 over 8k at the rear guard, which may actually come in useful if you don't want to use any other grade 3s. So maybe with Majesty Lord Blaster you won't have space, but at the end this could help you get it out a bit easier.
Yeah, as you were saying, as a Royal Paladin player, I can see where he's coming from. But I reckon in itself it could be a very good card, because, well, you've got other grade 3s in your deck, as you do. You have Boars in your deck, you've got Lorengrin, what's his
I'm
name?
not going to run the
Lorengrin.
Lorengrin and stuff though.
Yeah, but
It's only because I have to.
you could see where this could replace maybe one of them.
But then we've seen that this is a double rare and we've got a rare in the set which kind of does the job better than this. So we'll come on to that later. That's one of the exclusives we get. So maybe you might play it for a month or so, but we're getting Palamedes in set 3. So I don't see this having much chance to really shine at the moment. Maybe it could be good in some versions of War Paladins, but it certainly won't fit into my deck. So. The next Shadow Paladin, this will be the first Shadow Paladins come TCG. So it's a grade 3 10k, limit break and retire 2 of all the Paladin, Shadow Paladin units.
Then you draw two cards and then you gain +3,000 power until the end of the turn, is it?
When is this? This is when it attacks. So that's quite nice. I quite like this because it means you can just attack with your other guys and then get some cards for guarding with. So that means you'll have at least 4 cards when you're leaving your phase if you had none before.
Yeah.
And it gets plus 3,000 as a stand, so.
It definitely fits in with the Shadow Paladin playstyle as well, of using cards' ability straight away and then destroying the beats to power up one
it
guy.
It seems quite nice. I mean, we don't. I don't know what any of the Shadow Paladin cards do, so I'm not sure if this fits in the deck anywhere. But on the surface, it seems nice. It won't be seeing play at the moment, but maybe in the future we could see something. So yeah, we've got a Kagero Limit Break here. Dragonic Lawkeeper, 10,000 power. You can limit. You can when you want limit break. When you're on Limit Break, you can counterblast one and bind all of your opponent's rear guards until the end phase when they can get four back. And when it attacks, if they have two or less rear guards, it gets plus 3,000. So this card, I think it's probably a metagame call, if anything. If you're in a metagame where you're expecting them always to have a full field, like if they're playing Royal Paladins or Gold Paladins, expecting a lot of that, you're getting a plus one out of its ability for just one counterblast, which is decent. And it also means they're probably not going to intercept for the rest of the game if you play it right. And then it's going to be attacking for 21, so it's better than the set 2 version of this. I can't even remember the name. But if they're playing a deck with a bunch of Enter the Battlefield abilities, like, you don't want to be giving them an extra card off their Luckbird. That'll just be losing cards for you. So it is a bit of a metagame call, and also it is a counterblast every turn. So if you wanted to get Dragonic Overlord's effect off in the game, you're probably not going to be able to get it with this if you want to consistently get it off, but I think it's alright. Anything else to say?
I would say why you would run this card, because binding all your opponent's rearguards in one turn can be very good, just because intercept at all. And you are, if they have five rearguards out straight away, full field, you are destroying one of their rearguards, which puts you to a...
And just having this card in the Vanguard circle is going to mean they don't want to play that fifth rearguard, which is going to make it easier to guard for you.
Yeah, but as you were saying, if you have used other counterblast nerf at, but it is only a small cost of one counterblast.
The problem is, if you're doing one for combo, one for this, then if you want to use this ability more than once again, you're not going to get Dragonic Overlord off.
Yeah.
So that's requires free, so it depends if you want to have them both running, and Dragonic Overlord is good, so you probably are, but I still think this is better than the other 10k version, regardless, so... I can't remember its name, but it's in set 2, it's that they just can't intersect static.
Oh, why not? So,
I prefer that. Okay, why not? So, Jelly Beans, Spike Brothers, 10,000 power, grade 3.
Yeah, you reveal this card from your hand, and then you search for your deck for a Spike Brother, and which is a grade 2 or lower, but it has to have the name Dudley in it. So I can see why this card can be reasonably good. But I probably will not run it, just because it's a useless grade 3, I would call it, because it's a 10k beat and its only ability is from hand. So I can see why it would be good, because they've introduced lots of cards with Dudley in its name. There's Dudley Daisy, there's Dudley Dan already there.
It's quite nice for the consistency, so it means if you see this in your hand, you can keep it, knowing if you need a grade 2, then you can get one from it. And if you need a grade 3, you've got one.
Yeah.
I think considering the other grade 3s they've got, you might tech one, but I wouldn't go for any more really.
I'm still not sure on the name of it. I don't know why they call it Jelly Beans.
I guess you've got to consider the names of Vanguard are all quite weird as such, but I just don't get it at all.
That's still the one that stumps me the most at the moment.
So if anyone knows why it's called that, then please let us know. We'll see an email at the end of the podcast too, if you want to send us anything. Next card, Dudley Daisy, another Spike Brothers. Upgrade 1, 7,000 power. Is this the card you want about earlier?
This is the card I was on about earlier. I'd much prefer this one, just because instead of it having to attack, it's when this card is placed on a rearguard circle. Again, you can Soul Blast 1.
During the battle phase.
Counter Blast 1, and it gains plus 5,000 power.
It's only during the battle phase, though. It has to be placed during battle phase. Did you miss this?
I did miss this.
So how are you going to get out in the battle phase?
Through
Demonic Lord Dudley Emperor, but wouldn't our triple rare do the same thing here?
Yeah, I'm not too sure now, actually. When I read this card the first time through, I didn't see that it was through the battle phase.
It's a Dudley, which has got to help.
Yeah, but I'm not too sure now. I'm not too sure.
And this does require a counterblast, whereas the other guy just requires a soul dart, which we're not too fussed about
yet. Yeah, but it is still a 7k. Which is better.
Which is the other guy? It's a 7k.
Yeah, I know. But there are better 7k. There are still some better 7k.
So are you going to be looking into running these now that you've seen during battle phase?
Not too sure now. Yeah, it depends. It depends what I get.
I guess a lot of these things, we really want to test them before we get a chance to do it. So maybe we're not the best at doing the set review if we haven't played with the cards. But We haven't got them yet, so yeah, apparently not as good as we reckon. So, did we read out its effect?
Yeah, we read out its
effect. Okay, cool. So we've got Bewitching Officer Lady Butterfly, who does not look like an insect, I'll say that much. She's a 10,000 grade 3. She's the one she attacks the Vanguard. If you have a Mega Colony Vanguard, it gets plus 2,000 power. I like this design. They have it up rare, so it's a nice rare grade 3, because there's four of these in this set, I think. Four or five, so we'll cover them all together. They're nice, because if you've got an 8K behind, that's 20K. If they've got a 10K Vanguard, that's additional pressure that you're not having to worry about. And it's a really nice budget option for your decks, so that you can just shove this in there and not have to worry about getting some massive expensive grade 3, so it makes it easier to play it. And like for my Royal Paladins, I'm going to be adding two versions of this until we get a Paladins out, because it has a bit of a disadvantage versus boss, but it doesn't require the counterblast, which Royal Paladins do like to use. So I'll be adding that to my deck.
See, I like these kind of cards, but I'm the opposite to Reese. Reese likes these ones where it's against plus 2,000 if it attacks a Vanguard. I'm for the one which is against plus 2,000 when it's boosted, just because I like that option of being able to attack a Rearguard.
The Rearguard option's very true. I guess, yeah, they're both good. The other one tends to be at common, so
yeah,
it's kind of more widely available. The reason I like this one is because I'm more of a stand trigger guy. Yeah, if this thing stands up, then it can attack, and it's still got that 12k. So if they've got an 11k Vanguard, you're not sat there saying, oh, I'll just put 5 in the way.
Yeah.
Which is nice. And again, with the stand trigger with the other guy, I guess if you're like me and you're a bad player when you and you stand triggers, according to the community, then your version's better. But I like this version. So I think I'm not sure if Megan Colleen are going to use it, but on our budget, definitely. That's like, I'm using it because I'm a budget player at the moment. I'm not spending too much, but when I get Paladins, that'll stop.
Yeah, but at the moment, I think there's not many Grade 3 Meg Colony cards in this set.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, well. Okay, and we've got another... We've got a Grade 2 with 9,000, a Grade 1 with 7,000 here.
And they both have the same ability. The Grade 2 is, I would say, a lot better.
Read up the ability.
The ability is, when this unit attacks, all the opponent's units cannot intercept during this battle. Which means I think it's a lot better card as a grade 2, because you're always going to attack with a grade 2. You can't do anything else. You're not going to boost. You're not going to do anything else. But the grade 1, I'm one of those people who will always boost with a grade 1. If I have the option to, I will never attack with a grade 1 out.
I think it's a nice ability, because it goes with the fact that they can't sun up, so they can't even intercept to just use it so they can put something else there. It's just being a wasted card if they don't choose to do that. So I see where you're going with the grade 1. I don't know what other grade 1s Mega Colony have, so if you don't have many other options at 7,000 power, then it's a nice utility that could come in useful every now and again, and you're not going to lose anything for putting it in if it had the other options. So it depends what other grade 1s you have access to. I think this would be worth running over like the Counterblast plus 1,000.
Yeah,
but
I can see why this guy would be good. But also, those cards fit in really well with the Mega Colony decks, because from the abilities I've seen so far, they're all... units cannot stand, so if you make grade 2s not stand on the front row, if you don't have these cards out, they'll intercept with them, because they're not going to use them next turn. If without this card out, it means they can't, which means they'll either
have... And you'd rather have 8 versions of the ability than 4 versions.
Yeah, I could see why you would run all of them, both these cards. They are both really good cards.
So we've got Gigantic Destroyer, which is one of those. Okay, so we've got the Ride Chains again, which we're looking at here. So the new card that we haven't talked about is Dudley Douglas.
I really like Dudley. Well, actually, no, I'm not
during
sure.
During Battle Phase.
It is the During Battle Phase one again,
you
isn't
haven't
it?
Read this, have you?
I've read them briefly, but yeah, it's another one during the Battle Phase, so I'm not too sure. Because I thought it was during your main phase, it would gain plus 5,000 during the whole turn.
Well, maybe at least with this, if you're saying using the Dudley Emperor, with these type of cards, you don't need to worry about having those grade 3s, otherwise it's a bit wasted. With this, you can just have these. It's a 9,000 boost normally, which is okay. And if you've got this, you can just play them to level.
I can see why this one would be better, because if you do run out of cards in the soul, cards like this, where it's using Counterblast instead, so you've still got a similar ability, you're still getting that 5,000 extra power, but if you don't have resources in the soul, you can be using Counterblast instead. Yeah. So I can see why it would be decent to play.
So I guess that's just going to be whatever you feel like, so... Our next one is Brave General Zachary, grade 2, 9,000 power.
Yeah, this card, I'm not, I do like this card. It's bracky, It's got the same ability as Bucky. It's Soul Blast 1 when this unit attacks. You have a Spike with a Vanguard. Instead of gaining plus 5,000 power, it's you draw a card, but then also you send the card back to your deck, obviously.
But it does have to hit in order to get send it back to the deck, so they can just... But then you will be heading for like 22, so if they're putting out an extra two cards to block this, then I'd say you're already doing pretty well, so... Seems alright.
I do like this card. I will probably run copies of this card, just because... Not too sure about the grade twos I'm gonna run in this deck yet.
After you, because you misread some cards.
Well, no, I wasn't too sure anyway, just because, like, I'm probably not even gonna run some of the 10k beats for it, just because I'm gonna use.
There was a lot of demand,
yeah. Yeah, because I'm just going to use, like, grade threes as my main attack. That's what I usually do anyway. So I'm not too sure about my grade two lineup.
Well, this thing seems alright. So we've got enough. This is a lot of spike weapons. Is this a. Oh, this is just when it. Hits if you have four more draw a card. I don't like these cards.
No.
Spike Brothers aren't going to have four very often, and if it's 7,000, the max you're going to be hitting really is 15, which they can probably just guard quite easily. So it's maybe okay.
Yeah, because this card has been really. Tested in other decks because they've released Gold Paladin versions of this and everything.
And they've released, yeah.
So I, as a Gold Paladin player as well, I've used cards like this, even with Gold Paladins, where you usually have a full field. People are going to guard it. Because
well, I guess forcing people to guard is still good, but the fact it's only got 7,000 by itself without any immediate advantage like Devil Summoner is...
Usually it's only a 5k shield need attached to guard it, so it's not my favourite choice of card. I probably will not run it at all.
But the next card?
The next card I really do like. I love this card. It's the grade 1, 7,000 power. When you call it to Vanguard or Rearguard Circle, you soul charge one card.
It's a medical manager from the Spike Brothers clan.
Yeah. Cards like this, for Spike Brothers, this is an amazing card. The amount of times I've played games and I've ran out of soul using Juggernaut Maximum's abilities or Blackie's.
And it does have 7,000 power, not 6,000, which is nice, so that means
it's definitely
it can boost well.
One of those cards I would replace with, like, Cyclone Blitz in the deck, which is another card I do not like.
You'd probably be seeing at least three copies of this.
Me, as a personal player, I would probably run four. Just to make sure I do get them.
Yeah, it depends what other ones you want to get out, because I guess you probably run four Wonder Boy, three or four Null Guards, this thing, and then you've got space for a couple more. So I guess it depends exactly how you want to run it, but yeah, you definitely want on some of this in your Spike Brothers deck, I'd say. It's only a common, so. The next option is Darkbringer Shisho, I think.
Shisho.
It's 5,000 power, it's one of the grades of a starting Vanguards. You can call it back, of course, and when you if you put it into your soul when it hits, you can choose a Spike Rose from your hand and call it to Rearguard Circle.
This card, I'm not too sure. It's one of those cards I'm going to have to test first to see if I would run it. But I could see why this card would be really good, because I run 10 grade 3s, so in my starting hand I will usually have either a Juggernaut Maximum or a Skydiver in my hand. So if I did get a hit off with this, one of them could come out straight away when I've got a grade... one Vanguard.
I mean, if you're boosting it with 7,000 or something, that's going to hit everything. So even if you're just forcing them to guard, then that's forcing them to guard.
Yeah.
Which is what the things about these cards is, you can look at the effect and think, yeah, that's not too good. But if you force them to guard, that's making them do something they don't want to do. That in itself is worth it, I think.
Yeah, it's a really good card.
So maybe, I'm not sure if I'd want it over Binard to say, hey, I need a Null Guard, here we go, I'll get one. But
yeah.
I guess that's, you need to test this. And will you be testing Stand Trigger in Spike Brothers?
I will not be using Stand Triggers.
You will not be using
all.
Stand Triggers.
I do not like Stand Triggers in this deck. I would have been much happier if they'd thrown in another, maybe another draw trigger, because I like the draw triggers in the deck, or maybe even another critical. I would have preferred that.
I think with good old Dudley. Oh, wait, actually. We've got the new Emperor, don't we? You could boost the grade 1 here, make it stand up again, and then you'd be hitting for a lot of damage.
You would. I could see, like, if you use the stand trigger, you would only be standing the rear guard, the back row rear guards for boosting, like maximum for things like that. But I'm not too keen on it. I would rather give another 5,000 power and a critical to Juggernaut Maximum or someone. So
probably right. So maybe it's nice to have the option. You could just chuck one in there to throw them off guard. But
I'll probably end up testing it just to see if it does work. But altogether, from just the plain look of it, I probably won't use it.
Okay, so the next card is a Mega Colony. It's when it intercepts, it gets an extra 5,000, 8,000 power. That's just pretty standard. I didn't know the clan didn't have one, so not much to say on it. It's just Probably might put one or two in, but maybe not.
Yeah, they're really good grade twos just in the majority of decks. Most decks will run these.
It depends
cards.
How tight you are. I think Spike Brothers, you're not going to be able to fit any in there.
No, I've taken them out at the moment because for me, I find they get in the way of when I'm trying to get my grade threes out.
So I guess it depends on how your deck's going to turn out. And then the next card is Modified Thief Steel Spider. This is the effect we don't like. If you have four more and it hits, draw a card. We're not going to talk about that because we don't like it. We have Machinating Mosquito.
I do like these cards. They're the grade ones. When this unit is played, it's Soul Charge one card. I like these cards, but I'm not too sure if it'll fit in Mega Colony, because I don't know they use their soul that much.
Yeah, it's a nice option to have, I guess, if they do release something for that. Then, yeah, it's a nice card. I quite like the design of it, so I can't really complain about it. We've got a Dr. Mud here. It's grade one, 6,000 Mega Colony. This is just our Aeromo, isn't it?
It is an Aeromo.
So it's a nice card to have. It's a nice option. Makes you get more consistency. It makes you go through your deck. Can't complain about it.
It allows you to get cards you want. Usually if you get draw triggers, things like that, they'll be your first choice to discard to get something else you'd rather have.
Yeah. So we've got a grade 0 Starting Vanguard here. Mega Colony. Of course, you can call it back when you ride on it. And you can counterblast one and move it to the soul when it hits. And it's got the good old... A unit can't stand.
Yeah. I reckon this will work really well just because that's the main ability I've seen for the Mega Colony deck. I think that's like the main point of Mega Colony, not allowing the
I guess it's
going to
depend what their other grade 0 is and if it's going to interfere being a grade 0.
Yeah.
So, well, I can't honestly say because I have no idea about Mega Colony. And again, we've got a Mega Colony getting a stand trigger here. I guess it's nice to have, but we can't really comment on what they do because we have no idea. Oh, Gold Paladin. Your time to shine.
Okay, then. So this is Flash Edge Valkyrie. Already, I like the name, but it's...
3 to 8,000 power isn't what we like.
Well, you never know, it might be good. When this unit is placed on a rear guard circle from your deck...
Yeah?
And you have a Gold Paladin Vanguard, you may pay the cost. If you do, look at top card of your deck, search for up to one Gold Paladin and call it onto an empty rear guard spot. Return the rest of the card spot on the deck. This could be alright with the new ride chain, just because they're...
Ah, yes.
Because it's, what's it, look at top two cards of your deck and you get to call one.
Get to call both.
And you call both of them. Ah. You call both of them, and then if you have called this from your deck, yes, it's only a grade two, it's only an 8k grade two, but it's allowing you to actually get another card out. So it's, for this card would be really good.
I personally don't like it because it's unreliable. You don't know when you're going to get it. And you might already have a full field, and then you've just got an 8k that does nothing. So, in the Ben version of the deck, I can see maybe you might want to run it. But personally, I don't like the unreliability of it. But I guess it could work. Yeah, it could work.
It's one of those cards you'll have to test out to see if it works well in a deck.
Okay, so we've got Bladefeather Valkyrie. It's got 7,000 power, and it's related to the previous card. So, what's it do?
So, it's when this unit boosts the Flash Edge Valkyrie, the grade 2 8k. And the attack has to hit a Vanguard, though.
Which we don't like.
Not too sure about. But it's look at the top card of your deck, and then if it is a Gold Paladin, which if you are running a full Gold Paladin deck, it will be, you get to call it to an empty rearguard spot. So this, in the right chain again, would be really good because of the grade 3.
It seems nice. Early game, I'd quite like it. Late game, it's not going to do it. And maybe with the Ven stuff, it'd be quite cool.
Yeah. It's one of those cards you would have to run with the Ven stuff.
And you would have to test it.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Why not?
But it is a great. It is a 7k power.
Yeah, so you can't really complain. 7 power is what we like. We got a 6,000 gold paladin here, but
this card I'm not too sure about. I'm not that keen on this one. The Warhorse Raging Storm. It's the 8. It's the 6k grade one. When this unit is placed on a rear guard, you have a gold paladin vanguard. You can send a gold paladin from your hand into your soul.
At least this is up to. So you can just use it as a 6k, which is kind of nice being able to sit up to, but you can fix your soul if you need to, which some cards like the Triple Earth from this set do look quite like to care about. So you'll probably put one or two in there just to be safe, but you are losing a card out of it. So
yeah, because as a Gold Paladin player, I know there are better grade ones than this.
Yeah.
But if you are using the ride chain, you want to
This extra boost, then most of the Gold Paladin stuff is ride chain.
Yeah, you want to make sure you have the ride chain. So if you do use that ride chain, I would say run maybe a couple of those cards. Not too sure, but
This card, if you want to use draw triggers in your Gold Paladin deck, I think it's better than the other options. It's 4,000 power. Draw trigger, when it's placed in the Rearguard Circle from your deck, choose a Gold Paladin unit and give it plus 2,000. So, if you're getting like Blonde Azel, and you don't really like it when you get a trigger, but at least for this, you're giving something plus 2,000 to get a little bit of help. So, yeah.
Me as a player, I do like draw triggers. Yes, they've only got their 5,000 shield, but they work either way.
Whenever I run them, I only draw them and never get them on anything else. So. Yeah,
but I do like my draw triggers because, well, they work either way. You take damage, you're going to draw
cards. How many
cards.
Draw triggers do the Gold Paladins have?
They only have one at the moment.
So you might run another one?
So I, as a Gold Paladin player, I would probably end up running maybe 6 draw triggers. Obviously, 4 with a new one, just because they've got...
Falcon Knight of the Sky, it's got nice art and I like the name, so...
Yeah, just because they've got the ability, and then 4 of the old one, obviously.
Okay, so our final 3 cards from the original set, and then we'll move on to the exclusives, are our 3 10Ks for Kagero Royal Paladin and Shadow Paladin, our sealed units. I think it's really interesting these units are getting another flat-out 10K, and I know I will certainly be adding a few more 10Ks to my Royal Paladins. Because I like stand triggers.
Yeah, the 10k beat sticks for the grade 2 are really good. They are, if anything...
Most decks want to run a few.
They are probably a compulsory in most decks. Because you're going to use your grade 2s, they can intercept, and you've got 10,000 power just straight up.
So, it's an interesting thing that we're just getting these straight up, but I'm not going to complain because I play Royal Paladins. Yeah, so it's nice to have the option.
I can see many people running maybe all 8, maybe... 6.
I think 8 might be a... It depends on what deck you're running, because I know with my Royal Paladins, I'll probably go 2 Gordon, 2 Blaster Blade, and then the rest of these guys.
Yeah, so you'll be running 6 or 8, was that?
Quite a few, and I'm not sure exactly how many grade 2s I run. I think this is it's a discussion for another time, so I'm not going to go into I'll talk about why I like my Royal Paladins later. So, this is the main set, but we are getting some exclusives from Japan as well. So, we've already talked about 2 of these. That's the 12Ks. So we're going to move on to the other stuff. Spike Brothers, counter plus 1, plus 1,000 power, grade 1. I don't like it as much as the other things.
I'm not too keen. In some decks, I can see why these cards are run, because they can work pretty well. Some decks don't use their counter
plus 1.
Most
of the time,
well.
They seem to be more of a space filler, though.
Yeah.
I must be honest.
With Spike Brothers, I probably won't be using them, just because...
I'll be
using my counter blast for other things like Demonic Emperor and then like other things like that. So I use my counter blast more efficiently, I would.
And Spike Brothers are getting a MMO as well. I think it's MMO, isn't it?
It is an MMO one. I'm not too keen just because it's a 6K. But
unless you ditch your draw triggers, but I guess you're doing that for the soul anyway, so one of its best features is gone.
So I probably won't be running this card because they've released loads of new grade 1s. So
there's a lot in here.
So there's a lot to choose from, but this is one of the cards I probably
won't Spike Brothers are dead offensive, so...
Yeah.
At least any deck can use this. It doesn't need to boost the Spike Brothers.
No.
So these things, they're nice options to just have. Okay, so our next card is the Eagle Knight of the Skies, Royal Paladin. 8,000. If you have more rearguards than your opponent, it gets plus 3,000. This card, normally I don't like these kind of cards, but this thing I would want to test when we get Toy Pugal, because it can hit 20,000, which is a big number. It's maybe not going to do it too much, because Toy Pugal requires 2 grade 3s, so it is quite a corner case, but when we get Toy Pugal, I'll test it, and I'll see if it works.
Cards like this, I'm not too keen on. You get them in all decks, you get... In Royal Paladins,
but all decks don't have grade 1s that boost for 9,000, not boosting the Vanguard, which is why this thing has some potential.
Yeah, but in other decks, when I've seen it being played, there's similar ones. I never see them work as well. I would rather just have a 10k beat stick. Or...
I think I'd test it for a bit. I'll probably go back to the 10ks, but I'm going to at least see how these go, because getting to 20k with a grade 2 is nice. So you could just have these on one side, you could have your Paladins and your Maron on one side, and a big thing in the middle. And that swing is going to do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
And you then still have an intercept. So, we'll see about it. We'll see about it. Okay, so, this next card. I love the art. It's Miru Bird. It's a grade 1 Royal Paladin. And it's Eremo. I won't run this. Because I really need my 7,000 boosts for the deck to get up there with Palamedes and at the moment Boars. And Soul Savior, etc. But the art is so cool. Just have a look at it yourself. It's like a little owl made out of like glass or something.
Yeah, it's like an owl vase. I'm not too keen on the art myself.
It's just so cool.
It just looks too different. It doesn't look like it belongs in a Royal Paladin deck.
Have you seen that one that soul charges?
No.
When it guards, it goes into your soul. It's like a beam. I'll show it to you afterwards. It's not for this, but it's really cool. Okay. We're nearly through it. We've got about 10 more cards to go. So, Dragon Knight.
Dragon Armored Knight.
So, we're nearly through it. Our next card is Dragon Armored Knight. This is a version that no Kami have. It's... If you don't have a Gargoyle behind it, it loses 2,000 power, but you can counterblast to give it 1,000 power. We don't have a Kagero player here, so it's a bit hard to say. But...
This card looks very ifs and buts, because it's a 10k beat stick, normally, with an ability, which is just really good, but you have to have a Kagero unit in the same column as it.
Which is a bit troublesome, but it can hit 20k just like the previous card if you're willing to pay 2, which could be good in some cases. Yeah, they do like their counterblasted Draconic Overlord, but
This is one of those cards you'll have to test out to see if it'll work or not.
Personally, I'm inclined to say this probably won't work, because it will be an 8k a decent amount of the time. So,
yeah.
Maybe but not.
The ability's not too bad on it.
It's not too bad. But I think considering the fact we have two 10ks in Kagero,
yeah,
there's not going to be space. No. So, decent card, but we've got better. So, Grapeshot Wyvern is another Kagero. It's Starlight Unicorn. When it comes on the battlefield, it gets plus 2,000 power.
Okay. Me, personally, I played Royal Paladins to start off with the game. I tested it out. I really dislike this card. I really, really do not like it. I can see why its ability can come in useful at certain points in the game, but I would refuse to run it.
If we're looking at Draconic Overlord, which is something you generally run in Kagero, and you've got an 8k behind that, it's only hitting 19. With this, you can get up to 21, which could be useful. And if you're running all these 10ks, if you have the 8 10ks, then that means with a 8,000 boost or something, with 6,000 boost, you're still going to be hitting that magic number of 16. So for the current metagame, I think Kagero is probably one of the best places for this effect. It might not be good in the deck, maybe. I'd want to see it, but I think this is probably one of the best places we can find for it.
Yeah, I can see where it would come in handy with the, well, with all the new grade 2 10Ks as well. So you'll be using a lot more, so you're more likely to get the ability off. I can see why it would work, but me as a personal player, I do not like this
I
card.
I think if I ever went for Kagero, I would test this in it, because I think this is the best fit for it. So I appreciate us giving it, and it's got guns on the art, so it's just pretty cool. Okay, so we've got some Oracle Think Tank now. We've got our Grade 3 Omniscience Madonna. When it hits, you can choose a card and discard it to draw a card. It's on the rear guard.
I do not like this card. I can see why it would be used, but I would not like it as a Grade 3, because there is many better Grade 3s you could run instead of this.
Yeah, I guess, but Oracle Think Tank are very expensive, and this is coming out as a common. So, if you want to play Oracle Think Tank on a budget, because we don't have the deck yet, this could be the grade 3 for you. And it's not hideous, it's cycling. And since you've got a lot of draw triggers, this can be netting you a proper card over a draw trigger.
Yeah.
So, it's not hideous, but if you've got the money, you're not going to be running this, especially with Tsukiyomi over the horizon. This is the Monji of the Moonlight Knight. It's, if you have more cards in your hand than your opponent, it gets plus 3,000. I think it's alright, because Oracle Think Tank like to have a lot of cards in hand, and considering some players are still using the grade 2 when you have 4 more cards in hand, that's having more than your opponent is more likely than 4 or more in Oracle Think Tank. So maybe we just could see play, and it's got 8,000, which we don't like too much, but maybe you might play it. And it is a common over the other things. A lot of the things here, they are common, which means if you want to play Oracle Think Tank, you can now do it without having to pay $1 billion. So
I can see why this card would be very good.
Not very good.
It could be.
But it's worth printing.
It's a testing card.
So we've got a grade 2 8,000. When it hits, when it hits the Vanguard, you can Soul Blast 2 to draw a card.
I think this card would actually fit in very well in an Oracle Think Tank really? Deck. I think this would fit in with an Oracle Think Tank deck.
But you have to hit the Vanguard with 8,000 power in a clan that doesn't have many 7,000 boosters.
I know, but
just... They can just put 5k in the way.
But having that ability to be able to draw a card, you will force your opponent to guard. Because Oracle Think Tank are known for having large hand sizes.
Maybe. I don't like it. If you want to like it, that's absolutely fine. You can probably make an
And I
alternate deck with
really
this.
do like the artwork on it.
I guess you've got that. What? It's a high beast, so. Okay, fair enough. So, Petal Fairy, Eremo, Inorkel Thing Tank. This is a clan that likes it because you're going to be running quite a few draw triggers. And you're going to have a lot of cards lying around, so you may as well improve your card quality. I think this is good for the clan. It's 6,000 power, but that's the clan's average, so you could probably fit one into it.
I reckon it could fit in very well in the deck. As you said, a lot of draw triggers, you can ditch them, get cards you actually need to play out on the field with that. So it's a good card you would use to
I
boost.
think the clan does need more 7,000s, but it doesn't seem like it's getting them, so it's all right. It's all right. So, of the final two cards on our list, they're actually the Kagero and World Paladin 12,000, which we've already talked about. So that is Extra Booster Free. Hope it didn't bore you too much. I hope you maybe got some insight from it. I think it's a nice set, personally, because I only want a rare and a common from the set for my main deck. I'm not buying any, but I know we've got some people who are buying some, so. It's nice that they're releasing these. I think it's weird that we're getting it free first, but it's good for my deck, so I'm not gonna complain.
Yeah, I'm really liking this because as a Spike Brothers player, as my
Yeah.
main deck, a lot more cards coming out. Because before you didn't have much choice. There was only like two or three cards which actually weren't in my deck,
Yeah.
which you could actually get.
That's very true. I think they have said that. I think they did this as Granblue as well. The reason we got set six is because Granblue players didn't like waiting that long. So, what we're doing is we're getting a little bit of introduction to the clan, and then we're getting an extra booster on it, it seems. So, there's a few interactions there, which means it's quite nice. So, overall, it's a nice set. I'm glad we're getting it, and it's cheap. You can get this for like £23 for 15 packs, which is really good.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting maybe one or two of these boxes, but just as a Spite Brothers player, I need those cards.
Yeah, and a lot of them are common, so maybe you'll have to buy some singles, but sure. So that's our set review. Got one more topic, and then we'll save it for next time. So, Vanguard World Tournament.
I honestly am really looking forward to this. I really do like this World Tournament idea because. Well, it is actually around the world. It's allowing everyone to do it because they're holding them over in America, in Europe,
Yeah,
and
we're
over in
getting one in
Europe.
Great Britain, which is where we're located. So I think us two, we're probably going to attend unless we can't for some reason, but we will do everything in our power to make sure we're there because it's fun. And getting organized play this early into the game's life cycle, especially since Bushiro doesn't have a European office, is nice. We don't know the dates yet, but it should be fun. And what's interesting is Set 7's coming out September, end of September. So some of these tournaments are going to have Set 7 and some aren't, in the States at least. So it depends when ours is, but it's nice that we're seeing some organized play in Vanguard, and it's going to come up before we get Draconic Overlord, the end of Majesty Lord Blaster, which I can't complain about. I'm a bit curious about how this whole thing's going to work if we have to play Japanese cards, but
Yeah, because I read about it on there and it said you can only use English cards only. I'm not too sure if that's only for the
yeah.
European, but.
I guess we'll find out, but we just wanted to have a quick word on the World Tournament. We'll probably talk about it more when we see some dates. Hoping it's. Where? Have a random guess. Where will it be in the UK?
I'm going to assume either London,
It
maybe.
wouldn't be in London because that doubtless hurt attendance because of the hotel cost. The last YCS has been in Brighton and Sheffield,
I was going to say
so.
maybe, you know, maybe Blackpool, Manchester. I'm assuming it will probably be in a big city.
Blackpool.
Yeah.
That would certainly work.
It would work.
Yes, I've been there once. That'll do. So, I guess probably somewhere. Birmingham? Nice. I don't see why not. It's in the middle.
You never know.
It's a
It
big
might
city.
not even actually be in England. It might be over in
It
Scotland,
is
maybe in
Great Britain. Oh,
Wales.
so if it's an island,
If it's an
then.
island, I'm still going to try and attend it. It would be
Yeah, well,
difficult.
I reckon our local card shop will probably put something together.
Yeah, hopefully.
Goes a bunch. So, there we go. That's the first Cardfight cast. I hope you enjoyed it. We have topics for the future. We are planning on doing more of these. This was more of a set review because that's what we felt like, but we do have some ideas for the future that are just general things to talk about that maybe are a bit more interesting than looking at the set. Maybe not, depending on how you think of things. So, thanks for listening. This has been Reese and.
And Riley. We would also like you to post maybe some ideas of what you'd like us to talk about.
Yeah, sure. So you can email us at cfvcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.